Yeah, I really think it's just a key that everybody on the offense plays, you know, their spot and does their role to the best of their ability. And when everybody does well, success happens, whether it's the fullback, tight end, wide receiver. We'll have success offensively if everybody does their job just right.
John, you said after the Dominican thing, it's your guy's job to protect Aaron. So how can you do that this week? And how can he protect himself from himself extending plays to do something that may not feel right?
Well, you try not to say anything to a guy who has that kind of talent. You know, you let him do what he's been doing for years, and that's going out there, that's battling, and that's playing the position that he does. The rest of us, we can pick our game up a little bit. We can have a little bit more awareness and pass protection and run the ball really well. That'll be a key.
Well, so much of it, I mean, with Randall, majority is improv. You know, extended the play once it breaks down. Is that something that you guys maybe have to curtail a little bit because of this?
That'll remain to be seen. But we got a game plan. We really like our game plan. We think our game plan gives us a chance to be really successful. So we're going to go out there. And like I said, if everybody does a little bit more, it's the playoffs. This is when you have to do a little bit more. So that's what we're going to try and do.
You talked about running the ball better. How much of a belief does this offensive unit have in the ability to do that?
Well, you know, the last 2 years, you know, you've seen it. As the season's going on, we've gotten stronger. We've gotten stronger, and that's built confidence in that. And that belief that we have right now that we can go out there and run the ball on defense is really, really pays dividends when the cold weather comes around and when playoff football is around.
Do you see defenses not cold weather, whatever, not wanting to take Eddie on head on, that sort of thing as the game goes along?
Well, I'm sure they want to. I'm sure they want to. But that's football. That's been football for years and years and years. Is, you know, the better you run the football and the more commitment and the more committed you stay to it, the tougher it gets down the stretch for the defense to hold up.
What does it say about a team that's 8-0 on the road? How difficult is it to win on the road in the NFL?
Well, I think it's very difficult. We went 4-4 on the road this year. I consider us a pretty darn good team. So what they accomplished this year was something special. We were 8-0 at home. So you got immovable object going against an unstoppable force. Which one's going to get? We'll find out.
John, to get them kind of off that roll that they've been on the road, how important is it for you guys to get off to a fast start?
Well, you know, that's just half the game. You know, you always want to start fast. Playoff game, you got to start fast. You got to try and create a lead so that you can stay within your game plan, try and get them a little bit out of theirs. But then you also got to finish. You know, you've seen it all around the NFL this year. Finishing games is a big thing, and that's how you ultimately get the win.
John, you know how difficult it is to play well, to play fresh, and play the way Eddie has played this year, especially in the running back.
Yeah, he's an incredibly tough back. He really is. The guy breaks more tackles, I think, than anybody. So he's a tough guy to bring to the ground. He's committed on every run. He runs every run like it might be his last chance to touch the football. That's what we try and teach, but not many guys can do it. He's one of them.
You guys have been practicing for about 2 weeks now. You ready to just play a game already again?
Yeah, the bye week's great. You recharge the batteries, but sometimes you just sit back and you're a little too charged up, and you're just biting at the chop, getting ready to go, and that's kind of where we're at right now.
You are on the list of a lot of the Packer playoff stats. I mean, you really are. Can you just talk about the pride you take in that and how important it is to produce at this time of year?
Well, you know, that's when you really want to play your best football is in the playoffs when it really means something. Again, it just comes down to really detailing your work and sticking to it and the whole team having success. When the whole team has success, everybody tends to reap the rewards.